everyone in the tech field wants to do three things: relax, automate, and get paid. There's no other tool out there that can make that more possible than D7. Go over to foolishit.com. Don't forget to use the promo code PodNutsShow20 to save an extra 20%. PodNuts would like to thank Nick Shaw for his continued support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Geeksters episode 95. We're a day late for our live listeners, but we are always... No, we're never a dollar short. That's the one. Anyways, we've been late before. But everybody out there who's listening to us via the RSS feed or the download or on your iPod player or MP3 device, you don't know. You wouldn't know we're a day late until I mentioned it. But that doesn't matter. At least I have my friends with me, and they're good friends. We got Mitch and Tim. Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. Good, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing better.
Better.
Better. Took. Yeah. Nice. It's, you know, sorry about missing yesterday, but work. It's been, I don't know what it is.
You busy man. It's been a very busy man.
And I've been, it's been a full moon. It's been working. We got home stuff coming through. And so that's always taken stuff and dentist appointments and eye appointments. And just, it's been good though. Like I had a good day. Today was a good, successful day. You know, it's one of those days where you start a project and it ends. And it was successful. There's a beginning and ending. There's closure, as opposed to some days where you have to walk away from the project because you know that if you don't,
yeah,
it's not going to get any better.
Right.
Yeah. Today was a good day. Major problems solved. Everybody's happy. I've got some finalizing to do from some other projects, but it's nothing. I walked away today from all my clients with a pat on the back and a smile and a high five, and everybody's happy. So
right. Well, day ain't over yet.
Yeah, I know. So who knows? I've only been home for 45 minutes. You know, who knows what could happen?
That's right. I mean, there's still toilets to go back up, and there's still I don't know. I mean, you're here, so I'll do my best.
I'm not. As sitting in this spot right here, I should not get hit by a bus. I cannot guarantee what happens after the show.
That ice cream truck will come smashing through your wall.
I know. I don't know what's going to happen after my move. So, you know, the last couple shows we do, I'll be in my new house. I will have my own office, kind of my own little man cave, Obando Computing Cave. I don't know if the ice cream truck comes around in the summer. I've never been there.
I'm not sure how far you're moving, but if you see the exact same ice cream truck, I would be concerned.
Well, I am not moving that far. 0.6 miles away. It very well may be the same ice cream truck.
Okay, all
right. That close. It's very close.
Yeah, really, it's really right around the corner. So, I'm excited for it.
Is the rest of your family moving with you?
Yes, they are.
Okay, all right. It's not one of those things.
Yeah, daddy's moving. No. No, it's not. The whole family's moving. And I don't think my landlords are very happy with me because we turned in our 30 days notice in November saying we're going to be out December 24th, the day before Christmas. Nice. Yeah, I think they're a little worried about how they're going to try to get somebody to come back in this house over the winter.
Well, that's part of being a landlord.
Yeah.
Their problem.
Yep. Yeah. So how you guys been doing? Well, I heard good, but I went on a little bit about me, but.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead, Mitch.
I worked on a laptop.
Wow.
I got.
Nice.
You know, I just do stuff for friends and family. But this guy I work with, maybe, I don't know, 5-6 months ago, he brings in this HP, whatever it is, Pavilion 14.1-inch screen. And, you know, I turn it on. It's not getting anything on the screen. It's getting power. You see, you know, but it's doing its blinking thing. Like, it's blinking four times. These lights on the side by the keyboard. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it pauses. But I'm assuming something's hosed with the motherboard. I don't feel like taking it apart. Anyway. So he brings it in and he goes, here, you can have this laptop. It was his daughter's, mother-in-law's, and you can keep it for parts. Anyway, so I was talking to Tim the other day, the real Tim, as opposed to the Tim we have here.
Yeah, not me.
Tim, yeah, the Timster. And he suggested, which I normally would have done, just take out everything and, you know, take like the hard drive, the memory, wireless card out. And see what happens, and you try to put it. So I left one stick of RAM in there, and I hooked it up with an external monitor. Sure enough, it booted up, and it not only display on external monitor, on the LCD too, on the laptop itself. So long story short, it was the one stick of RAM was bad.
So, you know, RAM can cause so many issues.
I had the same thing a long time ago, but it just doesn't happen all the time.
RAM will display issues where it's the motherboard. RAM will make you think it's a video card. RAM will make you think it's your dishwasher acting up.
Dishwasher.
RAM.
No,
is,
seriously, it's crazy.
Yeah, RAM. Literally, RAM. If the RAM's not working right in my laptop, my car won't start. It's just RAM is weird, but it's really one of those things you go, no, it can't be that. So I hear you. I think we've all been there on that, and that's a great good win on that one, Mitch. So are you going to keep this one then?
Yeah, because they gave it to me, right? And
you could resell it.
No, because of I am. I said, look, I said,
that's right.
No, I told Ray. I told Ray, look, the laptop.
I'll sell your laptop back to you for $500.
The laptop's fine. I mean, the LCD screen's, it's like 4 years old. It's a little dull, but not that bad. And all you need is a stick of RAM. Anyway, so he called the lady originally had it. She said she don't care. She don't want it. And so Ray said, can I fix it up for him? Sure, no problem. I mean, it's not like, I have 8 PCs already, or 6 or 8 or whatever it is. It's not like I have
bragging.
No, I'm not bragging, but I can only be on one at a time. Well, 3 at a time.
That's what remote desktop's for.
Am I bragging? I hate braggers.
You're not bragging, Mitch. You don't like a computer? Go to the other bathroom.
Hey, Tim's holding the TV remote control. So he's got.
He's going to turn. He's going to turn me off, man. That's what he's going to do.
Three PCs and a TV. He's raised the bar.
Oh, please, just leave me alone. Don't involve me in all this. Black you know, Friday, and see, Black look, Friday's that's coming. That's Mitch is one of the good guys. I mean, somebody gives it to him. He discovers later that it was a very simple fix. He takes care of it for the guy and gets it back. I mean, you know, that's who does that? Well, I'd like to think that we do that. We attract people that are the same way. That's one thing about Podnuts has always been a community of people that have helped other people out with nothing in return. So, you know, I would never imagine for a second that Mitch would try and get over on somebody, but just to hear a story where somebody somewhere didn't get over on somebody, it's always nice. It's a good thing. And so I carry on and I like to laugh, but it's funny because I don't actually, it's for me to treat anybody other than the way I'd want to be treated. It's just anybody who knows me. It's so ridiculous. That's why it would be funny. So yeah, I would expect no less, but at the same time, kudos to you, Mitch. You're just doing the right thing. It's nice when that happens in our world.
I mean, you all had stories, and you all probably had PCs that you worked on where they took it to the Geek Squad or whatever, and they said
every
it was
time.
One thing. And yeah. They said it was one thing you discovered, or we discovered something else.
Something cheap.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that really burns the heck out of me. I just want to do the right thing.
Definitely. Well, good job, Mitch. That's a good story.
No, that's fantastic. And RAM's crazy. RAM will do bizarre things. I agree with that 100%. I would say that if I'm feeling it's hardware, you boot up a Linux Live disk and it's still doing whatever it's doing, you think, okay, well, it's hardware. And so it's easy enough to run MIM tests, usually from the same or similar, live Linux disk that I'm booting. I could probably boot up, MIM tests.
See, this wouldn't it host it. It wouldn't even go through the BIOS.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, see, that is a tough one.
I've had it before where I could get to the BIOS, run MIM tests, and immediately get the red screen to death, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, usually... But
that's... Well, I mean, cut you off. If it won't even get through the BIOS, yeah, you're thinking, man, it's something with the board, something with the chip, or it's
exactly.
or it's memory. You know, maybe you could pull the cards and kind of add on. Well, you said it's a laptop though, so
yeah, I did. I pulled
graphics card or anything.
No, it was built in. But I pulled the wires card and pulled the hard drive out and left one of the two DIMs, of RAM in.
Yeah,
and sure enough, that's what it was. Man.
Well, nice. It's outstanding.
Very nice. Very nice. What's going on? with you there, Jim.
Oh, hey, same old, before we get going, first of all, I'm doing well. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I am ready to eat some dead bird tomorrow and watch me some football. Mitch, I ought to come to your place.
Come on, everybody. Pittsburgh and the Ravens.
I'd love to sit next to you and watch that game tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to be DVRing it.
Pittsburgh's been playing good. I mean, Ben's been playing really good lately. Yeah. I can't say the same for we got some, I mean, Joe Flacco was saying some stuff, and it's just a lot of controversy going around.
Yeah. The year after the Super Bowl win is always a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
It's always tough. But I'm ready to eat some turkey, and I have a lot to be thankful for this year, and I'm always, I love Thanksgiving. Glad to see it come around.
Me too.
Always kind of glad to see it go, too. The holidays are a trial at times, but I wish everybody in our listening audience happy Thanksgiving, and eat you some bird and go out and get your Christmas shopping done and be done with it. So, I'm doing well, though. I did not have such an exciting story as Mitch. I had a ghost from the past show up. Not my past, but a neighbor dropped off a laptop. I wasn't home. I said, I'd come by and pick it up. She said, I'll just leave it there. So I come home, this laptop's sitting there. It was a DV6000. I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know there was even one still out in the wild running.
DV4, that's what I worked on. You just jogged my memory.
DV6000. I went to pick it up, and I actually, I reeled away from it. I took steps back. I said, I'm not touching it. I'm not even touching it. I'm not even going to touch it.
Did you throw out your back?
I threw out my back. No, I stumbled backwards. I tripped over the cat and almost went out the window.
Tim, are the new ones better than the older ones? The new HP laptops?
As far as I'm concerned, there is no such thing as an HP laptop.
Right. So there you go.
I mean, I tell people that there in my mind, there's still a moratorium on HP laptops. I don't care how attractive they are. I don't care how cheap they are. I don't care how well equipped they are. The DV6000s were attractive, relatively inexpensive, and well equipped, and most people didn't get home with them. The DV7s that supposedly had resolved all this issue were handsome. They were relatively inexpensive and well equipped, and most people had them a day or two after the warranty ran out when those would take a dump on you. So,
can you explain the issue so people?
I really can't. Oh. Can you?
I'll take a stab at it.
No, so people know what you're
actually,
talking.
Actually, anybody who has an HP should stab it. Just stab it. You'll feel better, and it won't. And don't bring it to me. No, the issue was, and it wasn't. It wasn't just the HPs. However, it affected the HP line more so than most. But it was an issue where the graphics processor, the GPU, would run too hot and would literally begin to desolder itself from the inside out, basically. And there were repairs for it, proper repairs. You'll find plenty of posts on the internet about putting it in the oven and baking it for a while. If you have no intention of, or any kind of GPU failures, if you have no intention of, like if you have nothing to lose, I'd say go ahead and try it. If you want to wreck somebody's oven, I would recommend while you're house sitting or while somebody's away, don't use your wife's oven.
Take the turkey out.
Yeah, there actually is a procedure where you don't actually cross contaminate the turkey with the lead smoke coming out off all of the solder the soldering on your board.
Now apple pie though, lead smoke and apple pie.
I don't believe in using any of those Steve Jobs products myself.
No. Never mind.
Anyway,
if anybody needs me, I'll be over here in the corner.
But no, the proper application of the right amount of heat would actually resolve. Sometimes it would kind of resolder itself, and I've had some degree of success, like trying to help somebody out, but never really in a business capacity or for money. And basically it's like, here, this is it. Take it. If it works, it works. It doesn't. But it was not just the HPs. This was Apple had an issue with some of their products. Dell definitely did. I'm trying to think some of the others. But HP, it affected a large part of their line of laptops. They did not own up to it, whereas Apple and Dell actually did sort of kind of like fix some of it. Eventually, there was a class action. It got ugly. And the DV7s, which was kind of the next model that came out, it was the same issue. They supposedly had it fixed, and I don't know what the deal was, but those DV7s were garbage too. So, but it was all GPU. They just ran too hot, and they did. One of the fixes actually for the DV6000 was they released a BIOS update that just caused the fan to run more often and much faster, which ended up just making it, not only did it not run well, but it now was just obnoxiously loud. And anyway, there were three classic symptoms. Basically, if it ultimately it won't start, you'll get a powered on and nothing happens. I think you get a couple lights blinking. You get a couple lights blinking, as I recall. There's a blink code. But if it's still booting up, you will, if you notice that you are having problems with the wireless connectivity, where the onboard wireless adapter will not connect, or it's shown as not even existing, it doesn't recognize it. That's a classic symptom. If you're only at that point, which I've had customers, I just get them a wireless USB adapter. They're set, and I tell them to start saving their pennies for another laptop, because it's only a matter of time. The other one is where it will not charge the battery. So it will run off of the wall adapter. If you have a charged battery, it will run off the battery, but it's almost as if the two do not recognize each other, or there's no connection between the two. So having the wall charger, power adapter plugged into the laptop and the battery installed will not charge the battery. So, which are the classic symptoms. But these DV6000s, I didn't touch it. I called them. I said, I'm not touching this until you understand exactly what you brought me. And so they were fine with that.
See, I thought that was a possibility with this, because I was getting like a light on the keyboard, you know, showing the wireless thing. But I was getting that blinking light by the numlocks and the one of the other. And I was getting like, it looked like it was a code, like four blinks, sure, then a pause. And I suspected that may have been the problem, but luckily it wasn't.
But it wasn't a beep. It wasn't like a flash code, or you Googled it and didn't come up with anything.
No.
Yeah.
No noise, just the flash. You know, like 1, 2, 3, 4 pause. You know, sure. Blink. And I'm sure I didn't do a whole lot of researching, but the real Tim told me he had those issues before, and Tim.
Isn't that just like a slap in the face?
No, it's not. I recognize that I'm like the artificial sweetener of Tim's around here. I'm well aware of that.
You're like the sucralose.
I'm like the not nearly as good as, but basically adequate Tim. I'm actually okay with that.
Real quick, just as sweet, just cancer forming.
Real quick, I got off of lunch. I come in my computer after lunch the other day, and the guy next, Todd next to me, he's listening to episode 11 of the Unbootables on his computer. Who was? My guy I work with.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just crack it up. You are the real Tim, actually.
No, I'm one of the other Tims. No, our Timster's awesome. I've been a big fan of Timster forever, so I hope I hope everything's going well for him down there.
So good.
Yeah, it's good, man. So anyway, that was the story of my DV6000, and I didn't touch it. I've had this die on. I told a story on here once about having one over the summer that died on the bench. So that's my new thing. When they come in, I don't even touch them. I won't turn them on, because
make him sign a waiver. Look, if it croaks, it's not my fault. I'm working on it.
Well, I should do that on everything.
Oh, no.
I'm like the post office. If something bad happens, I'll just stamp it. I'll say it was damaged during repair and give it back and charge them for it.
I do know that I've been hearing a lot of things about the HP kind of business class series.
Yeah.
That a lot of people like it. Tracy Holtz really, really likes his. Or is it Tracy? Must not be Tracy. Maybe it's Russ.
You're probably right.
Either one. I know that they, during NELF, that Jonathan Nadeau puts on, HP was there. HP did some stuff at OLF, and I guess the higher end business class ones. And I guess that could be said for any any laptop series where if you get the low-end Dells, the low-end Lenovos, the low-end HPs, there's no low-end Mac, so I'm not going to include that in there. But, you know, if you get anything low-end, it's not going to work as well as if you have the high-end business class of any brand.
Right, right.
So, but, you know, if you're looking for the HP DV6000, there is one on eBay right now for $40.
I guarantee the board's croaked in it. So it's, you know, all of us techs have, I remember the real Tempster saying once he had like a closet full of these things. So, I think that at one time somebody could probably pay you $40 to haul away a wheelbarrow full of them. Cause it was bad. So, and it wasn't actually an HP thing. It was, I'm trying to think which company it was. I want to say it was NVIDIA, but I think it was NVIDIA chips. It was actually, the problem was traced back to the, you know, the provider of the GPU. That's why the issue was, it was the exact same issue in the HPs and the Dells and the Apples. It was traced back to, you know, a third party source for these things. And so, but whereas a couple other companies kind of owned up to it and helped out their customers, HP, I don't know if they ever did. I think maybe they finally were forced to, but it took a class action. It was ugly. And, and the products that they make now may be absolutely perfect, outstanding, and a good value. However, I'm not willing to recommend them until I actually see a history of that, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Usually, and you know, it's like that for a lot of techs. You get burned by a certain product.
Right.
And it just turns techs off. You know, there's a lot of people who really don't like Western Digital hard drives. I've always been a fan of Western Digital hard drives. I've been burned by Samsung, and I know, and every company turns they up and down with their product. And, but I think techs get burned, and you know, because their name is on the line, they don't want to have to do it again. And so it usually takes, you know, somebody's, you know, for the longest time, I didn't want to buy a Lenovo ThinkPad for me because I had been burned by them in the past.
Okay.
And then I went ahead and bought one and I really like it. So I think they've come around, but it took a good 3 years for me to decide to get a ThinkPad.
It's anything mechanical is going to have some failure in it. Every company is going to have a bad run of bad products. And as techs, that's part of our job is actually to fix broken things, whether it was an engineering issue or it was customer related. But the company has to stand up and say, look, this was wrong. This is what happened. And this is what we're going to do to make it right. I have no problem with that. If I spent a year of doing bad work and never admitted to it, and it like that wouldn't fly. Okay. And this doesn't go with these people either. If I go and buy a computer and there's a problem with it, I'm okay with that. If the company says, "Hey, this is a problem. We've dealt with it and now it's fixed." But if they're going to deny it forever, how do I ever really know if these issues are resolved until there's actually a history? So, you know, in a year isn't really long enough. I mean, even the DV7s would last a year before they would die. Of course, it was days after the warranty was out and HP wouldn't do anything about it. So, you know, I'm not going to say the HPs are bad, but I don't know that they are good, and I can recommend them to actually see a few years of good service from them and the company treating its customers right again. There's too many other companies out there. There's too many other places to buy these things. We don't need HPs in our life. You know what I'm saying? If you prove to me that you're making a good product, fine, then I'll recommend it, but they haven't done that yet.
Well, talking about the server or the enterprise, like what Martin was saying, what are those servers? They make those servers, those, what do you call them? The real sophisticated, I don't know, David has them, and I can't remember the model number. Martin, you probably know what I'm talking about. The flat, heavy things that weigh about 80 pounds and.
Like the network, the NAS stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And they're really known to be real quality.
Yeah.
Real
good. Yeah, definitely HP makes a lot of high end server data center type stuff, and those have been around for a long time.
Yeah, Dave, he has them. He swears by them.
And again, the same thing. I come from a Dell shop, and they had some HP stuff at one time, and I think it didn't work right, and then they went to Dell, and those worked really well, so then they just started buying Dell. I mean, antivirus, there's, I think everybody has their, you know, I don't like this because this one product failed on me, and so I'm going to go this way, but somebody else will say, but I love that other product because it hadn't failed on me, and it worked really well, and, you know, whether it's Kaspersky versus Symantec or McAfee versus Microsoft Security Essentials, you're going to find that all over the place. But yeah. It does take a while to kind of gain your trust back to
HP,
a certain application.
HP Procure just came to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are lots and lots of stuff. I had some, man, it's been a week of just weird things. So I received a call yesterday regarding an email that the company was sending email from Windows boxes with both Office 2013 and Office 2010. To the same gentleman, and every time he received an email from them, it came in as a winfile.dat, the win, you know what I'm talking about? Anyways, it's when the attachment gets converted funny or it can't be seen, it's a win.dat file or something.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. And so he started doing some research, and I was looking into it, and apparently it has to do with HTML versus rich text versus plain text when you're sending an email. But the confusion was that he's checking his Google on his iDevices, whether it's an iPad or a Mac, and the winmail.dat, that's what it is file. It's a winmail.dat file. Whether it's checking it on a Mac or an iPad, what's happening is he's getting the same attachment. So I would send him a PDF, or the clients would send him a PDF, and he'd just get that. That's all he would get. And what would happen was, so he sent me some stuff, and maybe it's HTML versus real text or something. And so I started working with him today on it. Today was the first day I got a chance to get this. And a very nice gentleman. So we sat down, and the first thing I did was, I deleted the auto file, the autofill file, you know, when you start to type somebody's name in Outlook, that NK2 file.
Yes,
so NK2. This just started happening. Well, in June of last year was when we made the change from a POP email server to a hosted Exchange email server. But 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, that would have been the beginning of this month, the POP email server actually was shut down. For a long time there, the POP server was on. So you could send email through the POP server still, but then you couldn't receive anything back because the mail records had, I had changed the mail records. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was happening is he was getting emails up until when the POP mail server shut down. As soon as that happened, he was getting these winmail.dat files. So got in, sat down at a computer, deleted his cached autofill file, and then sent him just an attached PDF in HTML, attached PDF in rich text, and attached PDF in plain text. And he was able to open up all of them. So what was happening, and so this is, if anybody who's listening, and you do switch email clients, you may need to delete or recreate the NK2 file, because what was happening is they were using the old NK2 file. Somewhere in there, it had a flag for using the SMTP for the going out to the old email program.
Okay.
And that was causing issues. So as soon as I deleted it, re-added his contact back into their address book, and then sent him new emails, it worked just fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's, yeah. So if anybody runs into that, that's something to kind of think in your back of your head. It's just a weird, weird issue. I didn't even think about it until I did it and then said, oh, yeah, that could be the problem. So the issue was resolved really quick.
Cool.
Regarding a couple days of just, you know, trying to figure out, because the company had been talking with him for a couple days prior to this. But that was kind of one of those weird.
You're trained. I mean, you have a lot. You know, you understand all this stuff. I know, other than fixing PCs, I know nothing about networking other than at the house.
Well, but if you ever come across, you know, this issue, you know, you never think it's kind of like the RAM. Like you go, okay, I guess it could be the RAM. I guess it could be the autofill file, but sure enough, it was. So I made some changes because it was happening to three users. It wasn't just one user. It was all three users.
Yeah.
Now, and they were all Windows 7 machines. Some, all 64-bit, but two of them were using Office 2010, and one was using Office 2013. So, kind of an interesting...
So you were scratching your head figuring that out, though.
For a while there. Yeah. I mean, I knew it had something to do with... And my first thought was, there's no way it's Outlook. We've been running this since June. It has to be Maverick. He updated his iOS, you know. But we sat down and went, wait a minute. It's probably not, has nothing to do with hosted Exchange as much as it is the local Outlook client. Sure enough. Dope. But he's all happy.
Cool.
So if he's happy and we're happy, everybody's happy. That was kind of one of those wins today. It was like, oh, okay.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
And then it makes Mitch happy.
Yeah.
And if Mitch is happy, everybody's happy.
I'm happy.
So another one that today, and pardon me?
That's nothing.
Oh, I missed it.
I missed it too, but it was still
funny. No, I said I'm happy, but it doesn't matter what I say because nobody can hear
I'm
me.
I'm tired.
No, I didn't say anything. Good for you, man. That's like a needle in a haystack. I'm glad people find them.
So today I was at the school, and the lady that I work with there says, okay, I need to write up a PO for this teacher. She has got a Mac, and she needs Word. Just Word for Mac, because what's happening is a lot of teachers were on Google there, but a lot of them will still write documents in Word, which is fine. But then they email them out, but all of them have Google and they all can attach Google. So instead of writing, writing you, Tim, an email or a note in Google, I'll write it in Word and they'll send it to you. But you have a Mac and I have to go to Windows and you don't have Word and I have Word.
Oh my, you're making my head
like
hurt.
You know what I mean? You know, they could use the simple way, but they don't sometimes. So. So today she said, so I'm going to write this PO for this. And I said, well, wait, why don't you just use LibreOffice? And she says, well, what's that? I said, well, go check it out. And she opened it up, put it on her Mac, and she's like, oh, this is so cool. So then I like really 10 minutes later, the teacher that needed Word to open up these Word documents that other teachers have been sending her came in and says, it's working. It's fixed. I can do everything I need to do now. That's so awesome. I just kind of threw it out there, like, maybe we want to try this instead of spending $150 on that. And I walked out and everybody was happy.
Yeah, sure.
So I showed them how to change in LibreOffice. You can go in and change your save settings, because by default, it'll save it as a open office document. But you can change it to save as either Doc or DocX and all that kind of stuff. And I went in and showed them how to do that. But they were very excited to not have to spend $150. And it was fixed within 10 minutes.
That's the key, because they start sending out these ODTs and people just like their heads explode. It's like, no. 5 minutes configuration and your whole life is perfect. So,
well, I had this. Then there was a student who was struggling there today. She couldn't print a document and she was trying to open a Word and it wouldn't open. So she was getting kind of frustrated. And the teacher said, well, what program did you write it on at home? And she says, Microsoft Works.
Oh, nice.
I was like, okay.
So does that save as a, what is that, WPS? Is that what?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, WPS. So I said, here, let me see your thumb drive. So she hands me her thumb drive. I plug it in, open LibreOffice, save as a Word doc, give it back to her. She takes it back to her computer. She prints out a report, hands it to the teacher. Everybody happy. I told her, at home, you may want to look at LibreOffice. It's free to get rid of Works. And so that's twice today within 2 hours that we use LibreOffice for the win.
Awesome. So. Be careful though, because everything starts to look like a fix.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, somebody could call you and say they need a stick of RAM, and you say, well, I don't know, put LibreOffice on it.
It may work. I don't know.
It might. I don't.
Well,
you know what? That's the thing is, LibreOffice. What's the point of it? It's word processing. Database and the Excel, the whole thing, and spreadsheet. Yet, if you needed like some way to convert Works, Microsoft Works, documents saved in Microsoft Works with that formatting and open and convert it to something that Microsoft Word, you know, I don't know that does Microsoft even, I don't think they even have a tool to do that, do they?
Word won't do it. No, maybe some of the new versions.
But I don't think Microsoft even offers like a download converter.
Well, they do. You can download the bot version of Office on Amazon. Well, but no, there's no, free converter.
That's what I thought. No, I've actually dealt with this, and I think that Microsoft recommended that you open it with Works, save it as, I don't remember what, something that Word would recognize. And it's like, well, wait, no, if I could do that, I would not. It's like, I have nothing here I can open it with. And so, but yeah, I mean, there's this LibreOffice. Look, I mean, it's like a Swiss Army knife over here.
Right. I mean, it's not perfect, but it does the job. And I told him, I said, you know, I've had issues where I've done stuff in Word and then moved over to LibreOffice, and it's, you know, formatting or text boxes or, you know, there's that kind of stuff. Yes, you're going to have to mess with it. So really, I've started to do everything in LibreOffice just because it just works better instead of me trying to go back and forth. Because for a long time when I was working with Linux, I would have my Linux, but then I would throw Word on through Wine or something like that, and I would try to use both programs, and it just wouldn't work out well. So I just had to stick with one. But, you know, the teacher just needed to open up Word documents. That's all she needed to do, and there she goes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool today. I was excited about that. Well, I came across. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mitch.
No, I was saying we need to have somebody clapping in the background or something. Because all these saves. Here you go.
Oh.
So like, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Anyway.
We could do that. So I came across, if you guys don't mind, I came across some websites that I wanted to talk to you guys about. If you'll let me.
Hey, rock on.
Give you some great bits of info here. Came across a website from Lifehacker called Everything You Can Do with AdBlock Plus That Isn't Just Blocking Ads. I don't know if you guys use AdBlock Plus.
Yeah, for years.
I definitely use it on all my stuff. But if you open up that link, you'll notice that it does things like it'll clean up Facebook, it'll give YouTube a mini makeover, is what they call it, hide Twitter previews, stop websites from tracking you. And I thought that one was kind of cool. And then there's one in there that really caught my attention. It says, protect yourself from malware, adware, viruses, and other junk. Inside of AdBlock Plus, you can actually turn on malware, kind of the same thing that Malwarebytes does. You can turn on its own internal web pages that it keeps track of that include malware.
Oh, I see.
So it's just add the button to install a filter that protects you from known sites that spread malware. It's simple, easy way to ensure that your computer doesn't get infected by something you barely need and do and need barely need to do anything. So I don't know. I haven't tried this. I've used Malwarebytes before, but I have not turned on this feature yet to see how this works. Because if this works, then this would be a great way to. I mean, I don't want to say that Malwarebytes, we don't need that, but the pro version of Malwarebytes includes that website filter blocking, whereas this may do the same thing without needing the pro version of Malwarebytes.
Gotcha.
So I kind of found this list, and I didn't realize that you could do all of this stuff. I thought it was just, I use it for blocking ads. You know, if you have it off and you go to like CNN.com, then turn it on, you're going to notice a huge difference.
That's one thing. You know, it's true. When I installed it recently, actually, I think you were in here, Martin. And it's, you know, every time I open up one of my PCs, Chrome, it's there. It's on. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. So I thought that was a cool webpage that has a lot of stuff, a lot of good information on it. Tony from Sunday Morning Linux Review. Brought this one up on the last Linux for the Rest of Us. It's a web page called ifconfig.me. Now, ifconfig, if you were in a Linux box, if you type in ifconfig, that is equivalent to typing in ipconfig on a Windows box. It gives you your internet information.
Yes.
And what this will do is this will give you a lot of information about your, it's a web page that comes up, gives you a lot of information about where you're connected to. And then down at the bottom, it has some command line interfaces. So this is Linux based. So in Linux, you will have to install an application called curl, C-U-R-L. And then you can just tell it to do certain things and then it'll repopulate back with internet connection stuff. But if you're at a website, you know, I know that a lot of times if I'm looking for a client's external IP address, you can go to Google and just type in what's my IP address, and it does something like that. But if you wanted to save yourself some time, ifconfig.me, and it gives you your IP address, your remote host. So it tells me that I'm connected to a Frontier net, and it gives me the city that I'm at. And then it tells me my user agent, my port, some connections, some method, you know. So it's got a lot of geeky stuff in there, but it's a quick, easy way to find out your external IP address. Thought I'd throw that one out there.
Yeah.
Had a client. So this is actually, this is the same client where we had those email issues I was talking about earlier, the windmail.dat file. Have a client that they have shared calendars. And for shared calendars, though, if you're using your Outlook client, then you can view your shared calendars. But what if you're on your iPhone or what if you're on your iPad? You cannot view shared calendars, even if you're attached to that Exchange server. So this is a Microsoft-hosted Exchange server. This client is one of the employees there. She's got an iPhone. She wants to be able to view the shared calendars for that Exchange server. In Apple, you cannot. I checked the forums. Apple pretty much says, nope. Microsoft says, nope. So one of the things you can do, though, there's an application out there called OWA for the iPhone and OWA for the iPad. And there's two different URLs for that. And what this will do is a third-party app that will basically, when you open it up, you configure it, you put in your username and your password and stuff. You connect to your Office 365 account or your hosted Exchange account. And what this is it's a web, it looks just like the web-based hosted Exchange. Really? And with that, you can view shared calendars. So while I was not able to do it natively in the iPhone for her, by giving this app, she was able to now, because she travels, by giving her this app, she's now able to both in her iPhone and her iPad check and get her information.
Interesting. Look at that.
Yeah. So if you guys, you know, it's definitely for hosted Exchange, but a lot of times people need this information. I don't know if you guys have ever seen any of those before, but I wanted to bring that out. It's the holiday season, of course, and you know, as kids, I kind of stopped making the paper snowflakes a while ago. I you know, if you get creative, it's kind of fun to hang them up around your house. But, you know, it would be nice to have something just a little bit geekier. And I came across this website, and I'm going to have to go get myself some stuff. But it's a way to make Star Wars snowflakes. If you click on that link, it is absolutely, this is absolutely awesome.
Really? This is awesome. Let me see this. That sounds great.
So they've got it. This is the 2013 one. They do have a 2012 if you just follow his blog and look. But, you know, they show you how to make an AT-AT Imperial Walker, an AT-ST Chicken Walker, a Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, Rancor. I mean, Han Solo and Carbonite.
This is awesome.
Aren't these cool? They're PDFs. You just download them. They walk you through. If you watch the video, they show you how to fold them. And then they require two things, a knife, an X-Acto knife and a pair of scissors, because there's a lot of inside stuff that you have to cut out with the X-Acto knife. But how cool is this?
That's awesome.
It's that's great. So the one that my wife really loved the Princess Leia one. And I think that's actually in their 2012.
Oh, that's great. 2012
one.
A different catalog.
Yeah. So 2012 has an A-Wing, Admiral Akbar, C-3PO, Chewbacca. Yeah, the Chewbacca one looks pretty scary. But Lando Calrissian, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker. So it has like more people in the 2012 one. But there's an R2-D2 one. There's a Yoda one. I don't know. Fantastic. I could go on and on about this. But I may not be able to do this, but what they do have...
Oh, no, I'm not doing this. No.
Well, no, but
no,
scroll down.
I can't do this, but this is awesome.
But scroll down. You can buy the Snowflake Clings, which are the plasticky things that you just stick to your window.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy them, and they're already cut out. They're $17. It says they're $17, but you get a set of five.
Wow.
So I don't know what... Oh, wait. Okay, so the set of five comes with Stormtrooper, Tusken Raider, Boba Fett, Imperial Royal Guard, TIE Fighter Pilot, Gamorrean Guard, which is the pig-like guard. That guards like the Rancor in Jabba Hutt's palace. Rancor, of course, and then Luke Skywalker. So you get five of them for $17. And they're already cut out. They're sticky, so you just put them on your window.
Do you know if they're going to have a Black Friday sale? No, just kidding.
I don't know, but this guy's a huge Star Wars nerd. He also has the Star Wars logo removable, like, wall decal sticker. And I don't know. It doesn't say how big it is. Oh, it's 15 inches high, wide by 8 inches high. So it's about the size, it's 8 inches. But now that I'm getting my own room, kind of my own office and stuff, I'm trying to think of things to put in my office. And I'm like, a Star Wars.
You think they have it in Star Trek version? I would love to see Spock in a snowflake.
A Spock snowflake?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's up to you, Mitch. I mean, if it's not out there, you got to do it, man. I have to say that many of these are very, very good. However, most of them that are like bots or something are very good. The ones that are more the characters, the people, like Skywalker and these, they're not so good. Would you agree? Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're busy. That's the problem. Sometimes you get some of them and they're just so busy.
I think Vader is the closest one to actually looking like the character itself. Luke Skywalker could be anybody.
Well, I mean, look at the Stormtrooper one.
It's a Leia. Looks good. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It doesn't look like her, though. Well, anyway.
Well, it's a snowflake.
For what it is, it looks good.
I think Boba Fett's spot on.
You got fat? What?
Boba did.
Oh.
What? Was that 2000?
Luke Skywalker doesn't.
Oh, in 2013.
Actually, I'm in.
See it. Okay. Yeah.
Any of the helmet ones, the scout troopers, the fighter pilots, you do have to kind of, the problem is that as a whole, they look really busy. If you just have to, you have to isolate just one of them and then you go, okay, it looks pretty cool. But a lot of them as a whole just look really messy. Like the Chewbacca one, individually you go, okay, but all together, to me, it's too busy.
I like Darth Vader. I don't think it's bad.
It's okay. This gives me all kinds of ideas, like making these snowflakes, maybe not necessarily Star Wars, but making snowflakes and giving them out, and then just wondering if anybody even notices that there's actually something more to it than just a snowflake.
They had they had carbonite back then when Star Wars was first came out. I see Han Solo in carbonite.
He was backed up.
Yeah, that happens in the... That happens in the second movie.
I'm not. I mean, I saw them all, but I can't remember. I don't remember. Oh. I did 5 minutes ago. So
5 minutes. 5 minutes ago, we're talking about RAM.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So they're free. You may not use them to resell. So nobody cut them out and then sell them out at your local holiday bazaar. But I don't know.
See, Han Solo looks like the Joker a little bit, or does look a little weird.
Cool idea, though. I mean, I'll give it to the guy. Yeah. It's pretty fancy. And he is, it does look like he's pretty hardcore in the Star Wars, huh?
Yeah. If you watch his video, he's where he, if you watch the video, he's wearing a Star Wars shirt and they do some, they make some Star Wars references in the video and stuff like that. So yeah,
people are going to scarf up on these.
You mean like condescending or?
No, okay. Like, the Force is strong with this one,
Well, did you just say Star Trek?
No, Star Wars. No, I wouldn't say Star Trek.
Did he start? Maybe I heard you wrong.
No, Mitch was asking. Mitch was asking if he had a Star Trek.
Oh, I thought I just heard Star Trek. Okay, all right.
I like Star Trek better. Sorry. I'm a little older. Sorry.
How are we friends again? No, just kidding.
By association.
Oh, whew. Whew.
If you come to me by the way of my website.
If you come to me by the way of my Star Trek fan club, we're...
Wow, I'm like really glad you guys didn't discover this while in the hotel room at Linux Fest. I mean,
I know.
You would burn the place down.
Well, I'll definitely not be making that mistake again.
Chair coming out the window.
They probably, the year before, they had the Comic-Con there, right?
I wasn't there.
That's right. I saw some pretty great pictures from that. It's just some seriously interesting people.
Yeah, that's... I enjoy my Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan. Star Wars, like, toys and stuff like that, but you'll never see me in a Slave Leia outfit. I'm sorry.
What about Star Trek?
Can I get that in writing?
Do you like Star Trek, too?
No.
Oh, man. Come on.
I'm just... Sorry.
Come on. Beam me up, Martin. Come on, man.
But anyway, beat you up?
Beam... Well, you probably will next time you see me. Beam me up.
Well, I know what it means.
Yeah, I know. I just like Star Trek. I don't know.
Oh, it's... Hey, not everyone's perfect, Mitch. It's okay.
No. I know there's nothing wrong with Star Trek. I mean, nothing wrong with Star Wars.
No, I know.
I saw them all, I think. Most of them.
No, don't. You can't judge them by the first. By the last three movies. And I think they're just going to get a little worse. But, hey. We'll have to save that for another one. Maybe Podnuts should do a Pod Trek. Pod Wars. I don't know. Something. All right. This last one I wanted to bring was... I actually heard about this on NPR, so.
Take it for what it's worth.
No, it's actually really funny, and I had to find it. So, all right. So, Mitch, this is for you. So, you're at work on a Friday afternoon. He's still going on about NPR.
I'm sorry. NPR cracks me up. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. That's okay. So Mitch is at work on a Friday afternoon, but Mitch, you want to go home, and you really, really wish that your computer would just break so you could go home. Well, here's your fix for you. HappyHourVirus.com.
Nice.
I can't go there, right?
You can go there. It's perfectly clean. So then, once you're there, down at the bottom, you can make a selection of what you want to have: a kernel panic, a broken monitor, or the blue screen of death. And if you click on one of those, your browser goes full screen, and it actually comes up and it does a blue screen of death.
Can I click this? Can I click this right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, click it.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And then you're like, oh, man, I gotta go
so
home.
Cool.
I gotta go home. My computer just got a blue screen of death.
I'm gonna screen share this.
Yeah, I'm going to do it here.
Yeah. Well, everybody in the chat room, hopefully they can click on too. But the broken monitor, it's a little cheesy, but...
Yeah, the font isn't quite right, but man, right, here it's, you, it's here a you go. Great idea.
I don't know if you can see. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, that's the kernel panic. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a Windows. It's an Apple icon with on a Windows box. But if you click on broken monitor, Mitch. Oh man,
how's my video? Is it all right? Is my webcam working all right?
Broken monitor. Oh, this is so funny. I love this guy. This is great.
I could not. I can guarantee they'll have it blocked. Work. There's no way I could go to it. But I might.
Well, when I heard about it,
save the page. Can you just like save the page or something to a flash thrower?
Actually, it might be a GIF.
So, but up at the top, at least on mine in Chrome, it asked me if I want to allow full screen or exit full screen. But I don't know.
See, the kernel the kernel panic's no good because it just says that you restart your computer, which is going to is actually going to fix the problem. So it'll fix the non-problem. That's no good.
But.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like, so it says step one, tell your friends you're leaving work, and then it gives you a link to Twitter or Facebook. Step two, select a screen mode to break, quote unquote, your computer. And then step three, make a frustrated sigh and exit the building.
Shoulder slumped. Drag in your briefcase.
I know.
Then you get the car.
Later, suckers! Nobody hit escape on my keyboard, please.
Yeah. And whatever you do, you know, for the blue screen, whatever you do, do not put that link in your startup folder. Whatever you do, don't put that. So that wouldn't want that to reboot and happen again.
Right. So I heard about this one and I thought this would be, I got to bring this one to Geeksters.
It's pretty good.
But I mentioned Mitch because both Tim, you know, you and I work for ourselves. So it's like, oh man, I got a blue. Oh, never mind.
But most of my work is out in the warehouse. Warehouse counting. I don't do too much in the office.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe somebody else out there can use it for their boss.
I suppose it is less effective when you work for yourself.
I know.
I bet it'd be a good joke to play on somebody though. I mean, I'm thinking
it would be.
It's pretty good.
I did download the complete thing and it didn't work from the desktop.
Oh.
Has to be somewhere. Anyway, that's pretty good, Mark. Where'd you get that from? NPR. NPR. That's right. I'm sorry. I was laughing at that.
Yeah. It was actually in Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Okay.
So, but I love that it's called the Happy Hour Virus and the logo is a smiling old Apple IIe, those square boxes, and then there's a mug of beer next to it. So.
You know, the worst thing about Wait, Don't Tell Me is they always end up going ahead and telling me. Most of the time, I wish they would just not. Yeah.
I do find that I get a lot of news from there. Not a lot, but I go back and I'll recap, or people will, there'll be the question and answer show, and I'm like, oh, I know the answer to that.
Okay.
It's a podcast I listen to, but I thought so those are the links that I had that I wanted to bring, but I thought I think out of all of them, I think the Happy Hour Virus was gotta be one of my favorites.
I like that. I like that because it's cute, but it's all in good fun. I mean, any IT department that would fall for that deserves to stay late and investigate.
Right. The guy, they change out the video screen, the monitor because of the broken monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was clever and it's funny, but it wouldn't actually fool anybody.
My wife, it would fool my wife, but she's on her tablet more than anything, so.
Well, yeah.
I'm just curious, can you make it do a blue screen of death like on your iPad?
Yeah,
my iPad's broken.
There's Android apps for that.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yeah.
I had a blue screen of death screensaver on my iPhone at one time. Oh, Mitch is gone. He blue screened. Nope. I wonder if they say the same thing over again. Like, hey, I know that error. That's the one I got last time.
It's been a long time. I don't think I've ever seen one in Windows 7. Maybe once.
Well, Windows 7, they changed it. It's not as rough of the blue. It's more of a light blue, kind of a good feeling.
Oh.
Like on Windows XP, it was mostly NVIDIA drivers and XP.
It's not aromatherapy; it's like color therapy.
The light blue something happened, but don't worry, screen.
I know. Oh man, my computer blue screen, but that color makes me happy.
It's no longer like death. Like it's just Don't worry.
It's like
don't worry. Reboot.
That's right. Go grab a cappuccino. Come back.
Yeah, that's right. We're all good. It's all good.
It's the 420 screen. Oh,
yeah.
My screen 420 again.
Error 420. Hey, man. Is that smoke coming out of there?
Don't worry. It's the 420 error. It's all good.
The smoke coming out of the computer. Hey, man. It's Dave there.
Don't judge me. That's hemp.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
That's what I got. those are my links. Links O. Martin.
Wow. This thing really went off the tracks a little bit. Yeah, that's pretty good. I love any of that kind of prank stuff. We should get a good collection coming for the 0401 show.
The 420 minus 19?
Yeah, the 420 minus 19.
I have found that moving to Wednesdays from Tuesdays, our chat room's a little quiet.
Well, they're all mad because they showed up yesterday.
They are mad. I know they are.
They're furious.
Oh, well. So you guys have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Eating. A lot.
Eating. A lot.
Eating a lot, unfortunately. But actually, my boss came up to me today. He said, we should start that Biggest Loser contest again. Like, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, we all dieted. Not, it was like 4 of us. Of course, I won because I had the most to lose.
It's all about percentages.
It, well, that's how we did it, yeah. But I said, who's going to do it? Just more than, me and you are the only ones that are fat. But he's not really that heavy. But we might do it. It might, you know, give us some momentum, you know, some drive to do it, stick with it, because I really need to do it. And speaking of that, there's a new show on this very network.
Oh, yeah.
Called Health right. Nuts with a Z. It's very good. They have they're on their second episode. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but it's really informative. And,
it's Chad Wallenberg.
That's it.
And I'm looking.
Have you listened to it yet, Martin?
I have not. Dan Fry? Is it Dan Fry or Dan Frey?
I think it's Fry.
I have not listened to it yet.
But you lost weight before. What was your success, Martin?
Yeah, I did. And their first episode, there it is called Eat Fat to Lose Fat, but Not That Fat.
Hmm.
And I haven't listened to it yet.
It's good. It's good.
But what I did is I ended up cutting out I'm pretty carbohydrate sensitive. It's just one thing I found. And so when my carbohydrate increases, my blood sugar goes up, my cholesterol goes up, my, of course, blood sugar goes up, diabetes goes up. So when I by cutting out my carbohydrates, I have found that helps me. And I lost a lot of weight. I did the Atkins thing, like really heavy for a long time. So
that's you eat a lot of protein on that. Correct.
Yeah, you do. Right. Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, a lot of people, when it first came out, that was the one where you just saw people just eating steak 24/7.
It was like they had big handfuls of bacon and they're like, I'm on a diet. It's like, of course you are, honey. Go ahead.
Right.
Have fun. And actually, good luck with that.
And actually, it worked. I mean, I've gained weight back because I've added more carbs, but as far as like clothing sizes, my ring sizes. I had my ring, like, I had to get my ring really resized and shrunk way down. They had to cut a big chunk of my ring out. I look completely different than I did. You know, if you look at pictures of me from years ago, I'm not as round.
Round.
I have put weight on, but I remember when my first. Well, yeah, no. When I had
I'm
my
sorry.
First,
it's just I'm not as
no,
round.
No, I was.
I believe no. I that,
that's you. It's true. I had a really round face for a long time.
Yeah.
Like when I look at pictures of myself when my kids were really young, I was a big guy. Not just you look like you played football. No, you're like pardon me, big guy coming through. You know. And so I carbohydrates by removing that really worked for me. But I did the whole induction.
So you look like, feels, you look more sick. Like a software guy than a hardware guy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, total software.
Total. I
look like a platter.
Comic book guy, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Neck beard, comic book guy, platter.
Worst diet ever.
Glasses.
See, the thing is, it's easy to lose weight. It's hard to keep it off. Because I've lost probably 200-300 pounds since my mid-20s, and I always gain it back.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is tough. I found that it's the whole, like, I mean, right now it's just called, you know, originally it was the Atkins thing, and it's basically the same thing. It's just decreasing my carbohydrate intake and not worrying about, you know, fat as much. So, you know, I'll have... You know, I can eat bacon and not worry about it, but I stress out whenever I have, you know, there's potatoes in a soup or something like that. That's, you know, that's the thing is I'm not worried about sausage and eggs. I'm worried about, you know, potatoes in my omelet. So,
yeah.
And I've learned that I don't have to be all the way down at this super extreme low level of carbohydrates. I can eat carbohydrates. I just can't go crazy with them. And so when I do get a treat, I usually look for sugar-free stuff or I'll watch the carbohydrate intake. Right. And it's kept things good. My doctor's still pleased with my my sugar levels, my you know, the HbA1c, which is your sugar level in your blood, long-term. Because a lot of people will just say, will not eat sugars, go get their blood sugar test, and, oh, look, everything's good. But right. The HbA1c is a long-term test, so it can tell whether or not you've been, you know, you can't just eat pie out for, yeah. you know, for 3 weeks and then turn around and not have one pie and your blood sugar looks fine.
See, I have, I do take Lipitor and baby aspirin. And for as heavy as I am, my blood pressure is normally always good. I never have, very rarely have high blood pressure. Because the other day, when I was going to the sleep doctor, you know, they weigh me all the time. And, so this time, took my coat off, took my, you know, I'm coming from work, so I had my safety shoes on. You know, they weigh a bit. Took all that off. Of course, it didn't help. It still weighed a lot. And then, you know, when I'm done, I'm putting my shoes on. I'm getting out of breath from putting my shoes on. And she takes my blood pressure away right away. So I'm thinking it's going to be sky high from being out of breath from putting my shoes on. No, it was real low. It was good. Surprising. It is funny. So there, I'm there, like, can't catch my breath. She's taking my blood pressure. And it was great.
Never go to a doctor. It's uphill. You know, if you're gonna walk uphill from the car, forget it. It's gonna wreck all your testing.
Uphill,
or just be there really early.
Oh, really? That's right.
How come you're here 20 minutes early so I can catch my breath?
You know what?
That's when you know you need to go on a diet.
Well, the bad thing is being heavy. You know, usually my stomach gets anywhere like a half hour before I do.
You're like, I'm on time. I'm on time.
My stomach's there first. I'll be there in a half hour. But you'll see my friend, my stomach. He'll be there first.
Gosh. Well, just stick a pin in your navel and sign in.
Don't stab anybody, though.
That was a good one.
No, I do need to lose weight, though, again. So I'll have to listen to Health Nuts again. Or I start listening to it because it's
trans fats. Know. I left off when trans fats are talking about
trans fats. Yeah. I mean,
it's bad.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things that are bad now. Oh, well. What do you do? Except for Tim there. Tim's a skinny guy.
I'm really not, but I just don't. I don't pay much attention to all that. I eat whatever my wife puts in front of me.
Me too, and then some.
That's it. And you know what? I just try next. I don't exercise. I don't do that crap. I just do whatever I want. But I have found that there are things that I enjoy doing that just so happen to kind of help curb the weight. And so recently, it's been just getting outside with the kids and doing stuff, running around. I find that if I can play, I find that I'm having fun. It's not like exercising, but it has a similar effect. So, but right.
It's the same with softball.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, if you're doing a team sport like that. So, but I cut out the beer years ago, and that's made a big difference because I'm probably 35 pounds lighter than I was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, beer's definitely. I know a lot of people who did that too. They just said, I stopped drinking beer. I lost a whole lot of weight. A lot of people I know also drink a lot of water. I don't drink necessarily a lot of water. I drink a lot of fluids. A lot of times it's like those Crystal Light drinks and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's not a lot of water. Just water alone. And I probably should do that. So. Oh, well. And my wife's a good cook, so it's kind of hard to, you know. It's like, I'm on a diet. Hey, I just made 2 dozen fresh, you know, soft, warm chocolate chip cookies.
Like Tim
you
says.
Sure you don't want one?
Tim says he eats everything his wife puts in front of him. I do the same thing, except I eat everything she puts in front of herself too.
Oh goodness gracious, Mitch!
That's the bad thing. Are you gonna finish that?
Look, anybody married out there, the best thing you could do just stay 15 pounds overweight. You know, the little bit, you know, the whatever health problems you're going to encounter from that will be minimal compared to the health problems you encounter from a wife who is concerned about you running off with some younger woman. So just stay 10, 15 pounds. That's a good window. You'll live. That is like that right there. That is where you will live the longest, happiest life.
Well, depending on how heavy you are, you may not be able to run off with the younger woman. It may be just a brisk walk with a couple stops in between.
10-15 pounds over ideal, I'm thinking. Where you
is ideal? My ideal weight is like 180 per the charts.
Okay,
but I should be 190. I'm only not really 6 foot. I should be 190.
Maybe 10-15. According to 10-15% of whatever recommended whatever your doctor says is ideal, at 15% your wife says will be ideal, and you'll be happy.
But then again, if your wife really loved you, it doesn't matter.
Well, nobody's right. That doesn't happen.
My wife loves me. She says she does. Wait a minute. Let me vox her real quick to see.
Yeah, exactly. Let me confirm that.
I'm having some fun here, but look. Oh. I mean, I it just makes all of this. Some people really, really should dial it back a little bit, just because it is a health issue. I think that there's a lot of people who are scientifically could be shown to be, you know, at an ideal weight range or less, and I think they do themselves a lot of harm by trying to get. By not understanding that they are healthy, they're good, stay where you're at, instead of doing things to themselves. I think that, you know, there is an issue with the health in this country, but at the same time, I think that, you know, if everything's just kind of, you know, the way I feel about myself, you know, could I lose pounds? Yeah, sure. Am I going to? Nah, I don't care. If it comes, it comes. If it goes, it goes. And, of course I do. I'm sitting here, you can only see my head, and I'm wearing a heavy shirt.
Yeah, you're nothing like. I mean, but you get I get ridiculed. You know, I get. You know,
well, no. I'm actually several hundred pounds overweight, and it's all my thighs.
No, you're not.
I carry it in my thighs.
I mean, do they call you Burl? They call me Burl.
Like, well, they don't call me. They don't call me. They never call me.
If anybody calls Tim and finds him through his website, that he doesn't want to.
No, you don't want to do that. But I tell you, when I come running, it sounds like corduroy.
Oh my gosh. It's getting hot in here. Anybody else? Ah.
Oh gosh. Well, it's getting deep anyway.
Yeah, it is.
So I ain't got nothing else going on to talk about, man. Anything else cooking?
All right. No, I'm going to stay here for Thanksgiving. We're going to have some food at my in-laws. Or no, my sister's house.
Can I wish everybody that's in the chat room and who's going to be listening to this probably later on, hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. And as you just heard, don't eat too much.
That's right. Don't let that tryptophan get to you.
And actually, I think the bigger thing is, look, families can be difficult. Everybody's family has problems. Set aside one day a year just to get along. I mean, maybe it's hard to maybe explain that to other people, but maybe if you're the person and you're the problem, just make the one day that just to get along, you know. We don't have to love. We don't have to like everybody and love every day of the year. But you know what? Just make it one day where you can just let bygones be bygones.
Forget Amen, about brother.
It. And you know what? December 1st, pick it back up and start hating again.
That's right.
You know, seriously. I mean, I don't. I'm not telling anybody to set aside their issues. Maybe just one day. Just one day. Just pretend like everything's okay. Sit down. Everybody have a good meal.
That's right.
That's all.
Amen. All right, guys. Tim, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, buddy. I'm in like Tim, the chat room. You can email me. I am tim@realpcrepair.com, or I am Tim Bauermeister on the G+.
Nice. Mitch, if people want to get a hold of us through Geeksters, through the show, what's the best way?
Yep. Or I'm here in Google+ or geeksters@podnuts.com.
Give us a voicemail, 7076-PODNUT. And I'm Martin Obando, Martin at ObandoComputing.com. And I'm also Maskill in the chat. And I'm Martin Obando on the forums as well. In Google+. Mitch and guys, are we looking for guests? Do we want any techs to come on, kind of give us their life, day in the life of a tech?
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, sounds great to me.
All right, so anybody listening out there, if you want to... Give us a shout out. You know, I'd like to come on with a show for a while and just tell us what's going on with you. Kind of share some of the stories you've had, the pluses, the minuses, the good, the bad, the uglies. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Also, you know, there's a lot, there's some new shows on pilots.com. So people should log on there and look at all the new shows. See, what's the other one? The Wise Tech, or what's, I'm going to screw his name up. I don't want to say it wrong.
Well, we have the remote support show from Call That Girl has been there.
Nightwise is on there now.
Oh, yeah, Nightwise is on there. If you guys haven't heard him, he's been around for quite a long time. He just started up his fifth season of Nightwise. Very educational. He does a lot of slider stuff. So he talks about Linux, Mac, Windows, Android, iPhones, how to use them all in your daily life, not necessarily just stick to one platform, but how you can use all of them to use all your needs, and then how each one in it in their own way is better at doing something that the other one is not. So, and the other one is the Podnuts Meetup. That one is fun. If you guys have never been involved in that, that's every other. It's a Sunday, and then the next week it's Monday, back to Sunday. Since I think even numbers are Sunday nights, and odd numbers are Monday nights. But just check podnuts.com/calendar for when it is. We meet on Mumble. There's a how to get installed in that. So as long as you have a good mic, decent connection, no swearing, no going off on a tangent about non-tech stuff. But it's just people coming together. Door usually brings some tech articles we talk about, and it's just an open forum. It's a lot of fun.
How can people help Podnuts?
Well, holiday's coming up. And if you're looking to buy some stuff, you can go to podnuts.com/Amazon. And for all your Podnutsian, Amazonian purchases.
New Eggian.
No, I don't know if we have a New Egg one, but
I think they did.
Oh, is it gone now? No, okay.
I think it's still up there. You got Amazon, New Egg, eBay.
But I know Amazon is Amazon's the easiest one. You don't even realize you're doing some stuff. And that's the, you know.
I put it on my lower third.
There it is, right there. You got Black Friday's coming up, Cyber Monday, podnuts.com/Amazon. Good stuff. All right, guys, we will catch you next fiscal week, next fiscal Geeksters week. Everybody, again, have a great and safe holiday if you're traveling. Just be safe. Don't rush. It's better to be there safe and late than it is not safe and on time. Whatever that looks like. Whether it's a ticket or whether it's something even more extreme. And look both ways for crossing the street. Don't get hit by a bus. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. Bye.